the mind of Christ, a heart and soul that is of God and for God and that is God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2:5. This very powerful command cannot be followed unless we understand the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? First of all, our mind contains our knowledge, our opinions, and our emotions. It is also aware of our identity. Our mind and heart make up our soul. Our soul is who we perceive ourselves to be and how we function. In the new birth, our identity is changed from the sin nature to the new nature because we are now new spirit beings. Our mind has to be transformed to begin to accept the new nature and to operate in the new nature. This happens through reading and meditating on the Word, by praying in the Spirit, and by speaking and acting the Word. So the mind of Christ occurred this way. Jesus was physically born of God's Spirit by the Virgin Mary. He was born without the imputed sin of man. As a young person, Jesus studied the Scriptures, reconciling his mind to that of the Word of God. He went about his Father's business. When he was baptized by John, the Holy Spirit settled and abode on him. From there, Jesus entered the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. This was a time when he dealt with the implications of his purpose and prepared himself for the work. Jesus began to preach repentance and the kingdom of heaven, to heal the sick, to set captives free, and to miraculously meet the needs of the people. He said of himself that he came to speak the words of the Father and to do the will of the Father. This is the mind of Christ. You say you still don't quite get it? Okay, here are the significant components of the mind of Christ. Number one, knowledge of the Scriptures. That's your foundation. Number two, being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's empowerment. Number three, seeing yourself as God has called you. That's revelation. Number four, accepting your calling. That's faith. Number five, walking in your calling. That's obedience. And number six, manifesting the glory of God as a living sacrifice. That's victory. All of the above are necessary for you to have the mind of Christ. The world needs Jesus. It is by manifesting the mind of Christ that we will bring him to them and them to him.